Attention students, the Jabrona University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Yeah, baby. 35 times 10. 352 minus 2. Yeah. 1 plus 349. Yeah.
347.
5 times 20 plus 100 plus 100 plus 50. Minus 100.
times 1.
347 plus 5 minus 2. You know what I mean?
Three forks minus the forks plus 347.
Yes. 349.
Man, we're really showing off our math skills right now. People are.
I even brought words into it.
People didn't think that
three
we knew.
Three forks minus the forks plus 347? Come on now. Yeah. Come on now.
People didn't think that we could bust out an equation like this, you know?
That's the thing. Us. Flex your glutes if you're happy.
That is the thing. That's the absolute thing.
That is,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you flex your glutes when you're happy.
If you're happy and you know it, flex your glutes. If you're happy and you know it, flex your glutes.
I'm doing it.
If you're happy and you know it, your pants will fully show it. While you stand there flexing your glutes.
Damn. That should be the next Levi's commercial.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it should.
Yeah. Well, dudes.
Dudes.
350 times we have done the damn thing.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say times one. I thought we were going back to equations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw this up, catch it, put it in my mouth, swallow it down, let it get into my stomach, jump all the way up into my head, and then bounce down a little bit, come out my mouth. Here we go. Don't clip that.
I wouldn't dream of it.
hitting 350 like Rod Carew. Draft pod, get it weird, I thought you knew. Out in nature and I gotta freaking go, so I find a spot that no one really knows. See some frogs hopping and jumping. Ah, that's cute, but I gotta be dumping. Find a lily pad and take a shit. Frog look at me and say, ribbit. I say, bruh, you don't understand. The Mexican and coffee go hard on the glands. He's like, dude, I get it. A frog who can talk, but I gotta say ribbit. Sometimes I wanna fucking flip it. But these frogs are some bitches. I wanna be Kendrick LaFrog, but these fuckers look up to Kermit the Soft. I got bars as far as my tongue, and I don't have to breathe from my lungs. So if you ever need a feature, please call me, bruv. I'll be on the pad just giving love. I do froggy style, so call me Snoop Frog. These froggies be craving bacon when I show my hog. Look, man, you ever sat on a toilet seat so long your leg fell asleep? Well, that ain't half as long as they've been sleeping on me. I want to hit the club and be sipping on Hennessy. I be rapping like there's motherfucking 10 of me. Just give me a chance, I'll make your head nod. Have the world switch it up on the spot. When your homie gets you out the fog, you'll be like, that's my frog. Shit, you giving me a lot to think about today. Let me go back to my homies and tell about the Shell Frog way. It's episode 350 of our pod, so we want the glory. But fuck it, I'll go back and tell your story. As you can tell, that was a little rib bit. Thanks to all our fans for listening to 350 of this shit. What?
That's my frog. That's my frog.
That's a little rib bit.
You got it.
Dude.
Hell yeah. That was legit.
That was somebody, 350.
Yeah.
So many times, like, I swear to God, I'll miss a line, and then I'm like, wait, we're talking about frogs now? Like, like, I'm thinking about something else you said, and then I'm like, wait, what happened? What's going on right now? You really just got to hang on every word.
Yeah, you never know where this brain's gonna go. I don't even know how it happened. I started like going, and all of a sudden, I went into a whole frog bit. And I was like, "Well, I guess I got to keep going."
You're feeling froggy, I guess.
Yeah, leap.
That's right.
And leap to our show hitting 350 big eps. You know what that means? 6.7 years.
Holy Ooh. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, we're like 16 episodes away from having an episode for every day, including a leap year.
Holy shit. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
My
it's
God.
Wild to think about.
I love all these like math problems. These, like, math. This is such a math heavy episode. That's not normal at all.
Dude, no. Call me Alex Jeopardy. Or, wait a second. What if they did change his name on his tomb?
It should be Alex Trebek Trebeppardy.
Also, he's got a fucking tomb, apparently.
Does he really?
Yeah.
No, I just said it.
Yeah, he didn't say tombstone. He just said tomb.
Yeah.
I was going to let it roll, but...
Oh, man. Well, Jesus let it roll. He came back in 3 days. Shout out to Alex Trebek.
Yep, shout out Jesus.
Yeah,
shout
where's Alex Trebek? You know what I mean? I thought he'd be back in 3 days, and that motherfucker fucking proved me wrong.
I told everybody Alex Trebek.
He really was just reading from a card.
I told everybody that would listen that, hey, guess what? When Alex Trebek goes, we're going to see him 3 days later.
I think that's right.
Everybody would listen, but then it didn't happen.
Well, Drew, tell the people what our draft is today.
We ain't got no fucking draft today.
Ain't got no fucking draft.
We're just talking.
It's just us.
We're just talking. Just talking about, you know,
Alex
things
Trebek.
We like.
Yep.
Music.
Yep. Math.
Fucking movies. Wrestling. Yep. Whatever.
Geometry.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We could talk about sous chefs.
Algebra. Right.
Like, if you were.
Yeah, for some reason, algebra.
Yeah. Dude, shout out to the girl, Alja.
Yeah. Shout out to her knockers that need that bra.
Because of the bra?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
Alja's bra.
Hi, we made it. So we made it to 350, guys, and look where we're at now. Look what we've become.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, check this out real quick. I say a word. You say a different word. James, ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Tekken toast.
Like,
those were three words.
Okay. Frazzadoodle.
Drew?
Do I get a new word or go off of
before? Well, it's just like a word association kind of thing. You know?
Am I going off of James's word or your word?
Off of James's word. I don't know why Frazzadoodles, what he came up with Tekken toast. I mean,
well, what is Tekken toast? I just made up a word like you did. I don't know what Tekken toast is.
Word association. When I say Tekken toast, what do you think?
I think what the fuck is Tekken toast? That's what I think. So then I made up the word Frazzadoodle. Because my...
Dude, I could really, like, there's nothing better than, like, fucking Frazzadoodle jam on my fucking Tekken toast.
Yeah.
Dude, like, for real.
You've been jammed.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it with Drew. Let's start over. Ready, Drew?
Yeah, let's use one word also.
Man, try
that
like
isn't
a
fucking made up one.
Try like a real word.
Well, there could be hyphens.
Try like a real word, though.
No, wait, was it a hyphen word?
Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah.
The thing you tried, was it tech and toast?
No, it was a game and toast.
The game Tekken and then toast?
Yeah.
But why would you say word association and then you say I'm going to say a word and then you say a word, but then all of a sudden
I've been thinking about it all day.
But you said two words.
What does James say?
But why would you say I'm going to say a word and then you said two? You threw me off.
It's a hyphen. It's a hyphenated word.
Okay.
So like Drew's hyphenated.
Is the toast in the game Tekken?
That's for you to decide. I just came up with the word.
I'm guessing there was a cutscene where the girls in the, with the jiggly bikinis or whatever. Tekken, is Tekken that one? I think their boobs bounce around in that game. But yeah. I'm assuming there was some cutscene where they were making toast and Andy just has that lodged in his brain somewhere.
All right, Drew, you ready?
Yeah.
Beard cum.
Yeah, Drew, what do you think about?
When I think of beard cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would probably be like my immediate thought is some sort of like a dingleberry where it gets like dried and like you gotta like scrape it off. Almost like when you're eating like a fucking toaster strudel and you get some of that in your beard.
See? Yeah.
And you're
like a jizz comb.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, didn't have to explain it to Drew. Jeez.
Yeah, James. You fucking knucklehead.
Yeah, man. You fucking lava ham. Hyphenated word.
All right, Drew. I got a word for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Fortnite spaghetti. Huh. What do you think? Man? What do you think when I say that?
That's not even a thing.
Yeah, oh, it's a game and it's food.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I think of when you think of Fortnite spaghetti, you think of I think everybody is just picturing the same thing, and that's just like, you know, you're doing the build in the game, and on top of that is a meatball, and you're trying to not let that roll off onto the floor.
Yeah, like Sisyphus.
So you're trying to keep that meatball in the air as you're fucking building out with your fucking builds.
So that's the word that you associate with.
Yeah.
Dude, that description is
no,
the word.
Like he's thinking about an ant and Sisyphus, right? The Sisyphus is like when they rolled the rock all the way up to the top, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like the ant's doing that with the meatball. That shit's deep, man.
Yeah.
All right. Andy.
Okay, give me one.
Andy, I'm going to give you one now. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's see here.
Come on. Give me a good one.
AI Band-Aids.
Mm-hmm. Slick summertime thighs.
Okay. I mean, who am I to argue? I don't know.
You can't.
You know, we're really, James, you and I are just playing checkers while he's playing checkers.
That's right. He's always an entire conversation ahead of us.
Yeah, man.
I'm always just one complete full conversation ahead of you.
Well, this was a segue.
Oh.
Into best fast food items. We're doing a little bracket, boys.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just going to... And mind you, this says best fast food items. But one of the items on this first matchup, I've never had at a fast food restaurant. But I'm going to roll with it.
Is it spaghetti?
No, it's cream corn versus McChicken.
Cream chicken? Corn? Where can you get cream corn, I wonder?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think I want to know.
Yeah, I'll go with a McChicken.
Yeah.
Okay, McChicken moves on. I was going to go cream corn. I do love a McChicken.
He's like, I never had it anywhere, but I was going to go with it.
I like it.
That was the one.
I like it too, but not fast food.
That's
I don't.
The one that caught my attention.
All right, this is a weird one. Little Caesar's stuffed pepperoni versus a McFlurry. Now, some of these maybe we haven't had before, so we just have to use our brains to figure out which one we'd rather have.
I mean, if the McFlurry machine is working, I'm going yeah. McFlurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go McFlurry there.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I don't know why this made a second appearance, but McChicken versus Domino's Pizza.
Hmm.
I'm going to go Domino's.
And I just want to put McChicken through twice. I'm hoping for that big McChicken versus McChicken match.
I still want the McChicken.
You still want the McChicken. All right.
I think I might.
You love a McChicken. I'll say this. The McChicken is their best chicken sandwich on the menu.
Oh, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's the cheapest one.
I know. That's because it's the most unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's the fakest
meat. Well,
I think
this one's going to be a default situation.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of an Acme sandwich?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yep. Well, it's that versus Panda Orange Chicken.
Panda Express
Orange Chicken. Yeah. It's just orange chicken.
Oh, okay.
Acme sandwich?
It looks like some sort of sandwich. It might be chicken on a sesame seed bun with lettuce and tomato.
I tell you, there's so many different sandwiches here for Acme sandwich.
Yeah, let's just go with the panda.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with panda.
Yeah, I didn't flesh this one out before I ran this one, so
that's okay.
Have to roll with what it is. All right, PB half-baked ice cream from Ben & Jerry's versus Ohana Mac Salad, which is like some sort of, if you've gone to a Hawaiian restaurant, their take on Mac Salad, which is 100% my choice, because if you have ever had Hawaiian restaurant Mac Salad, you're in heaven.
Sure.
What was the other thing?
Delicious fast food.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the other one was peanut butter half baked Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah,
like it's fast because you can go to a convenience store to buy it.
Look, clearly somebody that was in my brain made up this shit. You know,
I think this was AI. This is AI, all AI generated.
Yeah, where are you guys going though?
I mean, yeah, I guess I'll go with the thing that you're recommending.
Yeah,
sweet. We got BJ's Pizookie. That's like that cookie thing with ice cream on top of it.
Where does the person live?
What is it?
It's like a pie cookie.
BJ's Pidussy? Yeah, I'll take the Pidussy.
Pizookie.
BJ's Pizookie.
It's like a pie cake thing. It's like a
pie cookie. It's a pussy cookie.
It's blowjob Pizookie, man. Come on now.
It's a cookie. Pizookie now.
Chocolate chunk Pizookie. I gotta see an image of this bitch. Oh my god, that looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's up against a hammerhead shark though.
What is it? What is that?
I meant like a real badass. I didn't mean actual.
I thought there's some fast food restaurant out there just shoving a whole hammerhead shark into your car through a window.
I think it's funny if it's just like a little baby hammerhead. Just barely toasted on each side, just slammed on two buns.
The head's like just popping out the front and the tail out the back.
It's piece still of alive.
Piece of iceberg lettuce.
Yep.
It's still alive, chomping away, breaking out of the packaging and wrapper.
We've got a live one, sir.
Yeah, I'll take a bazooki over a shark attack. Sure.
Perfect. All the hammerhead shark I was referencing is a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh.
No, oh. I want the Pasuki.
I kind of want the hammerhead shark, man.
I want that pussy cookie.
You know what? I'm going to go the pussy cookie.
Pussy cookie?
Sponsored by BJ's.
Blowjobs, pussy cookie. Come on down.
What is this?
We really should have
Dave
vetted
Slider.
This.
Yeah, I should have. Dave Slider looks like a Nashville hot chicken with some pickles on like a Martin's potato bread like roll thing.
Is this
with
Wendy's?
Like a orange sauce. No, it's called Dave Slider.
Well, I mean,
it's not Wendy's dad though.
Oh, it's not Dave Thomas.
Is it like Dave of Dave and Buster's? Did he break off and start his own thing?
It does look really good, but...
It's just Dave's now. No more Buster.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Buster.
Yeah.
Fuck
He's
Wendy.
A real Buster.
Oh, we moved to a different restaurant. You think Dave ever busted Wendy?
I think it was his daughter.
Like, hey, you can't be coming in after midnight.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Busted.
So wait, what is Dave's fucking thing up against?
Oh, Krispy Kreme glazed donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Oh, Krispy Kreme wins.
Yeah, donut.
Yeah. Why are we even talking about Dave's anymore?
Yeah, fuck Dave.
I don't know. Taco Bell chicken quesadilla.
Yep. I thought you were asking me if Dave fucked Wendy.
Yeah.
Busted Wendy.
Well, that's Dave what from I Dave and Buster's could have.
You think Dave busted?
That's true, but yeah.
You know, not like
he would probably
his pops.
He slid in her DMs and he's like, hey, you know, yeah, I got the same name as your dad. Call me dad.
This ain't some Peter Pan Tinkerbell type shit. That's crazy. Like, based on Gen V, you could do a Peter Pan Tinkerbell version of, if anybody's seen that scene. Never mind.
Yeah, I saw it.
In and out 3x3. So it's like a shitload of cheese patties stacked up super high on a bun versus Taco Bell chicken quesadilla.
Ooh.
I'm going the 3x3 in and out.
I've never had in and out, but I've heard it's very good.
I'll tell you what, like, what's your guys' take on this? There's something special about double meat stacked up on top of each other when you bite through versus single meat.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that deal?
You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is, Andy. It's more meat. That's my guess.
Here's the thing. They could have that same amount of meat in one patty. And it might not be as good as the two patty stacked.
I agree.
And I can't figure out why.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay, go for it.
More meat. You know?
Yeah.
Potato, tomato.
Feels like more meat, especially if it's two of them. You know what I mean? Now you got two pieces of chunks flopping around in your fucking mouth, gumming it down as best you can with it because you lost all your teeth.
Gumming it down is crazy.
Yeah. Gumming down a two-patty burger, no teeth?
Dude.
That should be a game show. They rip all your teeth out and they say, all right.
Dude, or it's like
now eat this triple
TV show for like ex meth heads who are trying to like recover, right?
Oh yeah, they want new teeth.
Yeah, and you put them in like a thing, right? And they're playing for new teeth.
Yeah.
So the winner gets their teeth put in live on the show.
Without anesthesia.
Just fucking hammering them in.
Horrifying fucking live dentistry. That's the second half of the show.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
By Eric Andre.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt this really fun game, but have you guys been following this whole Gail Lewis thing?
She Carl's daughter?
Gail Lewis.
Gail Lewis, the girl who fucking, who retired from Walmart, who did the whole thing about like, oh, I'm signing off. And then like everybody's just treating it like she was a fucking veteran of like a foreign war. Like she's like, after 10 years of doing, and then the comments are just like, thank you for your service and all this kind of stuff. And then like,
that's hilarious.
There's been so many memes since then about like Gail Lewis.
I haven't heard about this at all.
Oh, dude.
Oh, she's going viral for her dramatic final sign off.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah,
she's
great.
She's got a little walk, you know, the walkie, and she's like, just want to say after 10 years of service, you know, I thank you for my Walmart family and all this stuff. And like Gail Lewis signing out.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. They got her with like a bunch of like military people in a lot of these videos.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Gail Lewis, man.
Yeah.
Gail Lewis.
A little bit different.
She's a legend.
American hero, Gail Lewis. That's crazy. No, I hadn't heard about that.
People are like, yeah, I did two tours of Black Friday with her.
Hey, that must mean I served because I worked at Walmart for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I did
you
a whole
like
month.
Eskimo servers.
I'm trying to think what there's one that was really funny. It was like it was clearly like after a Black Friday sale, but it was like it was like Walmart before Gail Lewis left, and then like after she left, and it was just fucking shit everywhere.
Oh god.
It looked like it was like a post-apocalyptic thing.
Oh, that's great. Those people became like
family. This is Gail.
Is this a song?
Some viral, I don't know, some video talking about Gail Lewis and her life.
I like the inspirational.
These are like tweets that people have written. And what this one says, 2018, LeBron pats Tom Brady. No, 2018 LeBron, pats Tom Brady, 2006 Kobe, 90s Jordan, Gail Lewis.
He's like the new Chuck Norris.
Please tell me they retired her smock.
Dude, lift that shit up in the rafters. Oh, just hanging there. God, that's a legendary Walmart. We got to figure out which Walmart and go to it, you know?
I know.
Yeah, we got to meet. Well, I guess we can't meet Gail. You know what we need to do? Break in there, get into the employee records, find Gail's file, address, go to Gail's house.
I'm sure if you just look up which Walmart it is, it's probably out there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say find her like file in Walmart and then check it to not rehireable.
Oh, that would be so mean. I just wanted to like show up at her house unannounced and really scare the fuck out of her.
Dude, that would be a hilarious trick though if you just went into somebody's HR and you clicked all the non-rehirables to rehireable.
Hell yeah.
Just see what happens.
I like
it. I want to do a Gail Lewis shrine in my house.
Yeah. I mean, I already have one.
Yeah. Dude, I should Gail put, brought me through a lot
I,
of shit.
I should put like a picture up at my desk, like frame it and like put it up. Like,
I didn't even know who Gail was until you just told me.
It's an inspiration to everyone.
Dude, but I got a whole ass music video for it called My Gail.
My Gail. Talking about my Gail Lewis.
Oh, Taco Bell chicken quesadilla, In-N-Out 3x3. It's a tie game.
Let's go with the stacked meat.
Yeah, 3x3. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, stacked meat.
There's just something about it.
I don't know what it is,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. KFC bucket of chicken versus a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Ooh. Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
is.
It is. But the tough part is it's against a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, the whole bucket. Like, I think I'd go with the bucket.
Mm. I like the flavor of the chicken a little bit better on the Popeye's chicken sandwich. But that KFC is legendary, and I've had it just so many more times in my life. So I think I'm going bucket of chicken.
And if I were going against, like, bucket of fucking Popeye's chicken, it'd probably be Popeye's.
Then I'd go right.
Yeah.
All right, bucket of chicken moves.
I'll go
on.
Chicken sandwich, though.
Oh, chicken Popeyes.
I like that it's getting some love. This is a fun one.
Go ahead and put a sub check on chicken sandwich so that it doesn't go away. It'll come back a little bit later.
Oh, there's chicken sandwiches are going to make an appearance.
Like a half vote.
Little Caesar's cheese bread versus Spam Musabi. It's those little, like, rice stacks with Spam on top. And it's, like, wrapped in that, like, seaweed thing. That's what I'm going with.
Where would you buy that?
Like a Hawaiian restaurant.
Oh, a Hawaiian fast food.
This must be a Hawaiian...
it's so random.
A Hawaiian person must have made this list.
What was the first thing?
Little Caesar's cheese bread?
Yeah,
cheese bread. Crazy bread.
Oh, shit. I tried to work that one in.
I do like those, but I don't know how much I'd fucking trust that shit from a fucking fast food place.
You guys ready for a wild experience we're about to go on?
Yeah.
First one, Wendy's Frosty. All-timer. Okay. Great. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The next one is Chick-fil-A Buffalo Ranch Nuggets and Fries. I've never seen this combo.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
But apparently you take the Chick-fil-A chicken, toss it in Buffalo
You do it at
ranch.
Home yourself?
Yeah.
Fast food.
Fast food
just got slower.
Fries. Yeah. It's the chicken and fries all together in the Buffalo Ranch sauce.
Chick-fil-A's new Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich. Here, we give you a chicken sandwich, but you better have that hot sauce yourself.
Frosty.
Yeah.
I was intrigued, though.
Gave it to you, like, separated? Like, all the ingredients are separated in the
sandwich? I assume that's what they do.
Yeah. And then you go home and you toss or it whatever you
maybe
like.
Maybe it's just a secret menu item.
Could be.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
This next one, Popeye's Biscuits versus In-N-Out Animal-Style Fries.
Animal-Style Fries?
Yeah, it's like the cheese and their pink sauce and bacon. Made in mustard before it comes. It's pretty damn good.
I'll do that.
All right, that's what I'll go to. I respect the Popeye's biscuits, though.
This is a biscuit.
Birria tacos.
They can be drier than a popcorn fart sometimes, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Birria tacos versus Starbucks mango dragon fruit drink.
What was the first thing?
Birria taco. It's like a taco within a taco, and then it's like made with some meat that's been like definitely done something overnight, and then you dip it in some sauce. It's like super fried.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Because dragon fruit drink?
I'd rather that than...
Isn't that just a drink? I'm talking food, baby.
Yeah.
That dragon
Sonic Frost versus a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Just bun, chicken, pickle bun.
Chicken sandwich.
That Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is legit.
Yeah, there's like the
1,000 items at fucking Sonic. Why the Frost?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I love Sonic chili cheese tots.
Oh, yeah. They're tots, then they come in that boat. That long.
Why does nobody else serve tots?
I don't know, dude.
Restaurant.
I don't know. Sonic
feels like such a no-brainer.
And Sonic does it the right way. I'll tell you that.
Like, hey, Chick-fil-A, without the sauce, respectfully, your fries kind of suck.
Yeah.
Just do hash browns. Own the hash brown game because your little breakfast rounds are fire. Why not figure out a way to do that for lunch?
Yeah, exactly.
Five Guys fries versus McFries. Normally, this would be hands down McDonald's fries. The problem is Five Guys fries are an absolute beast.
It all depends. If they're fucking Cajun, I'll go that, but I won't go. I don't like their regular fries.
Oh, you don't?
No, I think they're fucking bland as hell.
I like their regular fries, but I think McDonald's fries, I think, are they my goat fry?
They're historic.
Dude, you know what? We should fuck this. We should just do all the fucking fries.
We should do a draft of
just
like
scrap this right now and just do fries.
Let's do fries.
That's what we're doing.
All right.
Here we are.
Somebody keep track. Where are we at?
Wait, what do you mean?
So, Taco Bell fries, Wendy's fries.
Yep.
With McDonald's fries, obviously. Burger King fries.
Checkers fries.
Dairy Queen fries.
Oh, fucking, let's give it the love, the Sonic Tots.
Yeah. In-N-Out.
Yeah, In-N-Out.
Oh, what are we? We're just saying stuff without anybody writing it.
I think Drew's right.
I literally thought you were typing it.
Oh, no, I was just saying stuff.
Drew, I thought I saw your hand, like, moving. You're looking down.
I'm just counting. I'm going like this.
What the fuck?
This is the best draft of all time.
Man. Oh, yeah, get off of this bracket. Let's do this fry thing. All right, so.
You guys want to go back to the bracket?
Yeah, let's go back to that bracket.
Yeah, all right. Dude, this fucking bracket is so fucking.
McFries.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
350.
It's fucking awful.
This is absolute fire.
This is what happens when we get on here without any fucking rhyme or reason.
This is a good reminder to people.
It's been six. Like, never mind.
What's that? 6.7 years?
No, like, it's been successful like every other fucking time we've done it. This is like third or fourth year.
Fire. What are you talking about? Popeye's mash and gravy versus Five Guys grilled cheese.
What the fuck? Grilled cheese.
I'm going mash and gravy.
Why does Five Guys have grilled cheese?
I don't know. They have a grill, they have cheese, and they have bread.
Yeah, I guess so, but that's a burger joint.
Grass on the field, make grilled cheese.
True that, you know? Who am I to argue?
We got Drew, mash and gravy.
Yeah, mashed potato and gravy.
Boom. All right, we've made it out of the first round.
We just picked mashed potatoes and gravy.
Whoever put this together, absolute dog shit.
I know, just put sandwiches, like, that's all you gotta do, like, yeah. And not it's fucking so make bizarre. Chicken twice.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't vet this out ahead of time, so you get what you get. So we got the pizzussi versus the McChicken.
Ooh, which McChicken?
That's what it is, the fucking
I want that pizzuki. I want that pizzuki.
The pussy cookie.
Yeah, that pookie.
I still got BJ's Pazookie fucking posted up right here. I'm like looking right at it.
Yeah, you might get it.
I'm kind of like thinking I want a BJ's Pazookie like right fucking now.
I kind of do too. I mean, that's what's moving on then.
That's against the chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
The McChicken.
But he'll be all right.
The McChicken will make it.
It's all right. He'll be back.
Yeah. We
kind of could just kept pushing him through.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
McChicken versus McFlurry.
Ooh.
Oh. Fuck.
I'd say McChicken's readily more available, so I'm going to go to McChicken here.
Yeah, just because they're never like, oh, our chicken machine isn't working.
Yeah.
All the chickens died.
Our chicken. Wait,
aren't they supposed to be dead?
Yeah. Ooh. Chicken ice cream sandwich?
Oh, like a scoop of ice cream on top of the chicken in between.
I think the best
bite?
Bet is to do like a buffalo chicken like with chicken. The vanilla ice cream on top. Get that sweet.
Yeah.
You know, get that spicy.
We could see that.
I was thinking like a chicken and waffle, but with a scoop of ice cream.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the ice cream's kind of like the gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, we're doing something here.
Like a chicken and waffle, like, yeah.
Damn. Hopefully somebody who...
chicken and waffle cone?
Can make this happen is listening right now. All right, where are we
McChicken
at
next? McChicken or McFlurry? McChicken?
McChicken.
All right.
McChicken.
Next one we got, the Popeyes mash and gravy versus the In-N-Out animal style fries.
Hmm. In-N-Out.
I'm going same.
All right.
Wendy's Frosty Little Caesars cheese bread.
Frosty.
Cheese bread.
The ice cream.
I'm the snowman, so give me Frosty.
Damn it.
Yeah. Panda orange chicken versus crispy clean glazed donuts.
Donut.
Orange chicken.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so tough. This is so tough. You guys got a pitch for it?
The orange chicken is sweet, but also more, what's the word? There's more to it, more substance.
Okay, sustenance.
More sustenance, more substance. Whereas the donut, you know, it's like three bites, it's fucking gone. It's all soft and fluffy, and it's good for that fucking moment, but then it's fleeting. But that chicken will stay with you.
But if you eat four of them.
Yeah, you also get half a dozen, you know. Plus, like.
We're eating six donuts now.
You can't put your dick. You can't put your dick in an orange chicken and just
You can.
You can, but they won't stay.
Well, if you get a cup and then you fill the cup up.
Yeah, but you could lay your dick into the, like, the bowl of orange chicken.
You know what,
like,
though?
Yeah, but if you stand up, it's just going to go everywhere.
Would you
stand up with the...
It's gonna look like about the mobility of the thing on the thing?
You want to be able to carry those donuts around. You want to have hands-free donuts, and you're just like... Man, I could really use a snack right now.
Well, so what? Like, so you're fucking a donut, and I have no pockets. You have chores to do, and you just get up with the donut on your dick, and you go do stuff, and then you come back and finish it off.
Dude, if you get turned on, you might flip it into your mouth.
Exactly.
Like, you could just flip it right in your mouth.
Like, what if you're wearing pants with no pockets?
You know, who knew?
Which I feel like Andy would do a lot.
Who knew we were thinking beyond just fucking the dish of food? You know what I mean? Who knew that there was way more layers to this?
When we're talking about layers, think about this. If you put your dick in the orange chicken, it's going to feel like you're kind of going around some bumps in that cup of chicken. The glazed donut's pretty smooth, but it is real sticky.
Yeah,
it is real sticky.
Which one would I rather have sex with? Oh.
That's the secondary criteria. If you can't figure out which one you want to eat more, you got to go with the one you'd want to fuck more.
Right, the chicken is warm.
Give me the donut. Oh. The warm donuts are at Krispy Kreme's got them things warm too.
Yeah, but it's like been in the fucking case for an hour and a half. It's a fucking cold, frigid donut.
It's just going down the conveyor belt, you know? Just in circles, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In-N-Out 3x3, Ohana Mac Salad.
The 3x3.
Fuck, I was going Mac Salad. All right.
You and the Hawaiian guy who made this.
Birria tacos versus the McFries.
The tacos are good, but
fries.
I mean, I don't count that as fast food.
Yeah, I'm with you.
McDizzle's frizzles.
KFC chicken bucket versus Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Ooh, a bucket versus sandwich.
I still have to go with the bucket of chicken because I probably would have picked Popeye's chicken sandwich over Chick-fil-A.
I would have
even
too.
Though the consistency of Chick-fil-A is always on point. And the Popeyes, you can't have every day like you can have a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'm going bucket of chicken.
Did you guys know Chick-fil-A had breakfast?
Dude, that was the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I can't believe
I couldn't believe somebody didn't know that.
Yeah, Scrump just found out that they had breakfast.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then you think about, like, Chicago versus, like, Florida, and it just being a southern staple. Like, there's so many people that have never had a Publix chicken tendy sub.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do.
We own Bucket of Chicken here? I forgot.
I'm going, yeah, Bucket. Fuck it, Bucket.
Bucket, yeah. The Bucket.
Yeah, well, because, like, if you're, you know, banging it.
Yeah.
Banging a chicken sandwich is hard.
Yeah, but you can titty fuck those breasts.
With the bucket, though, what you can do is cut a hole in the bottom of the bucket, stick your fucking in there, and then as your family takes the chicken pieces out.
Like, oh, yeah, that's not a drumstick.
Yeah.
That's just a little game we play every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you and the wife and kids.
Yeah, and then you bring your date over.
And he does that with the turkey. He puts it on his dick. It's like dick in a box.
That's why I call it a turdickin.
We're a very open family. Just like all the like porn the
Saturday
sites.
Night Live some, family,
some people are going after the wishbone, not Andy's family. He's going
hey,
after...
why did it turn into my family? Yeah, I mean... thought this was just a general family.
No, it's your family. We're talking
about. Yeah.
No, this is Gail Lewis's family.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is tough.
Uh-huh.
BJ's Pazusi versus McFry's.
Ooh.
I mean, if I'm being honest.
It had a run.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, though, I got to go with that Pazusi.
Dude, what am I going to fuck the fry box or I'm going to fuck that Pazusi? You know what I mean?
We're going Pazusi.
I'm going Pazusi, baby.
Oh, man, what an upset.
That's cold and warm at the same time.
What an upset in the round of eight.
The one thing we've never even heard of.
I don't even think we described to the listeners what a Pazusi is. It's a chocolate chip cookie in a pan with ice cream on it.
That's fire.
It looks delicious.
And that cookie's hot.
Yeah.
Because it's in a pan. You don't put a cold cookie in a pan.
Yeah.
And it can only be found in Hawaii.
And you can fuck it.
Big time.
Yeah.
Which, if that's what we're doing here, this one's a landslide. We're in the round of eight. McChicken versus Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
First criteria is, though, eating.
McChicken.
That's true.
I think I'd rather put down a dozen McChickens than a dozen...
Well, and
good Lord,
that's crazy.
Fuck. I mean, we could just eat one of each thing.
No. What if we buy 12 McChickens?
Here's the other thing.
Drew buys everything in halves or dozens.
Now that I'm not convincing Andy, this is the move to make. Like, I don't even like fucking. I don't really like a plain glazed donut all that much. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you can fuck it, and you can stand up with it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
You can stand up and do things.
Two dozen Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And you get a 24. Dozen McChickens. You take the McChicken out. You put it in between two Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. You have yourself a hell of a sandwich.
There you go.
12 times.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't they did that for a while, right? Somebody did. Dunkin', maybe?
Yeah.
I've definitely had a donut burger. I don't know that I've ever had the donut chicken sandwich. Yeah, probably.
I don't know
have.
About chicken, but I know it was like, you know, they did it like with the sausage and whatever.
Yeah.
Sausage, egg, and cheese, whatever.
So we're going McChicken here.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
Yeah, I'll eat fucking four dozen McChickens before I'll eat... Before I'll eat five dozen.
Before I eat
donuts,
one fucking Krispy Kreme donut.
There it is. KFC bucket of chicken versus In-N-Out animal style fries.
Ooh.
Like I want fries to go on.
Yeah.
Because we have chicken, but at the same time.
It's just classic.
I'd rather have a bucket of chicken.
Me too.
I just want to cut that hole out and put my thing in there and then just have, like, the family keep taking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and if we're being honest, if we're talking about fucking a bucket of chicken, you'd rather fuck a bucket of KFC chicken versus a bucket of Popeye's chicken. And the reason is the breading on the Popeye's is a little more like hard and flaky or whatever. Yeah. It could cut you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KFC's pretty smooth.
I agree. You're right.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. If there's anything that I know, it's fucking bucket of chickens. You know?
Yeah.
This information is going to be helpful to somebody listening.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wendy's Frosty versus an In-N-Out 3x3. The meat consistency and the cheese of the In-N-Out burger is absolutely phenomenal. But
3x3
Frosty?
Plus you can, I mean, there's more meat, you know.
Dude, I don't know if you guys know or if you guys really understand this, but when you fuck a sandwich that has three patties instead of just one, the difference is astronomical. It's insane.
You can put your dick in between two of the patties and then your balls in between the next set of patties.
Whoa. Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
So I'm going triple stack.
Yeah, triple stack.
Damn, Wendy's Frosty got bounced.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a contender to potentially win it all. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Here we are. Round of four. Final four.
Uh-huh.
KFC chicken, bucket of chicken versus the In-N-Out 3x3. This is so tough.
I'm just thinking about reassembling that chicken.
Do I want the family to accidentally grab my wiener more?
All eight pieces. And then just reassembling it and then just fucking that. What would be the asshole, you know?
Would I rather fuck the triple stack?
But then there's no room for my balls if I do that.
Without a doubt, the greatest episode we've ever had.
Is, you know, and also, like, when I get to choose the family that's going to be around me at the time.
God, this is a really tough one for me, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm fucking that triple stack. Oh god.
Jerome?
I'm gonna fuck that bucket.
Oh no.
Oh god.
This is the last thing I wanted.
I think I'm gonna fuck the chicken, and then while the bucket's there, that's where I'm going to go when I finish, you know? That's going to be my crispy bucket.
Give me the three by three.
Extra crispy bucket.
I don't know how it didn't get disgusting.
You talked me out of bucket of chicken. Yeah.
I don't know how anything we've said hasn't been disgusting until just now. You just hit the threshold.
Yeah. Well, it's the visual of him going in the bucket when I'm reaching in to go get a piece of chicken.
And the fact that he has both items there.
I don't like that he's releasing hoarding while eating a burger.
Yeah.
Why would I have the burger there?
Because you're eating it.
Yeah, you're jizzing into the chicken. The chicken's not even for food.
Right.
It's not even for consumption.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I picked the burger.
No, the chicken. I fuck the chicken, the actual chicken.
Oh.
I take it out, and I fuck the chicken, as I said, reassembled, to make it look like a little game hen.
Oh, so he's got like one of those dog collars on around his head. But it's the bucket.
What?
So he can't chew on his claws.
The bucket's halo. Like a cone.
Yeah, the KFC halo.
No, okay. So I was literally about to fucking demonstrate. But
no, you can't.
Yeah, let's not.
You can. I'd like to see.
I like how Drew's like, no, guys, I'm fucking the chicken. Y'all, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just finishing in the bucket.
Follow the story, all right?
Empty
I'm fucking
bucket.
The chicken. I'm jizzing in the bucket. Remember that.
Yeah. It's a two-parter.
Yeah. So where are we?
Oh, 3x3 one.
It's okay, the burger one. So Drew's not fucking anything.
Yeah. Versus, and then?
All right, McChicken versus BJ's Pazuzzi.
Pazuzzi.
Yeah, a Pazuzzi, baby.
Yeah.
A Pazuzzi. Wow, what a run. And here we are in the finals.
Probably none of us either. Pazuzzi. None of us have had either one of these, probably.
Oh. BJ's Pazuzzi versus In-N-Out 3x3.
I haven't had either.
What's a bigger sham, this bracket or our finals?
I want that Pazuzzi.
Yeah, I'm fucking that Pazuzzi.
There it is. That's the winner. Best fast food item is BJ's Pazuzzi.
Blowjobs Pazuzzi.
Oh, man. Wow.
It's a pizza and a cookie. It's a Pazuzzi.
Yep. Which, by the way, the item that has won this bracket the most is the KFC bucket of chicken.
Mm. So got it in the four. Wait, where's the Pazuzzi rank? The
Pazuzzi. Oh, it's not on the first
It has never
page.
Been picked. It's never gotten to the end.
Number 21, its championship rate is 1.48% of the time it makes it to the championship.
We might have been that 1.48. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we just lifted it up from like 30 to 21 single-handedly. Oh, man.
Hey, I have a little thing here that I pulled up just in case, you know, we needed something to talk about. And I saw something that was interesting.
Okay.
And this is a basically prediction for 2024.
Okay.
And it says in 2024, we are going to have new prosthetic models that convey sensations of feeling.
Wow.
So people who have lost their arms or legs can have a new arm and new leg. And you will be able to feel with the new arm and new leg.
I was thinking something else. Because of our last draft and how we were getting to winners, I thought it was a virtual thing.
Oh, you got me. Went right back into fucking.
If you stub your fucking fake foot on a table, you're going to feel that
you're
shit.
You're going to fucking be screaming.
Who the fuck would want that?
Why would?
No, I mean, you'll still be able to, like, you'll be able to throw a baseball. You'll be able to feel the baseball.
There's certain areas you would
stuff like that.
I think a hand, you would want it, you know?
Yeah. You'd be able to feel your fucking
balls.
Yeah. You know?
Can you imagine feeling your balls and not being able to feel it?
Man.
Touching it without the feeling.
I hope they give them the funny bone too.
Oh man.
Boing.
Dude, I ain't hit my funny bone in a minute. I don't know about you guys. I used to hit my funny bone way more often than I hit it nowadays.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I think you learned your lesson is what you did.
I don't hit my funny bone as much, but I will fucking whack my elbow on something
Thing. How do you miss the funny bone every time?
I don't know. Man, can I even hit my funny bone anymore? Man, I don't even remember. It's like in between, right? Do I have one? Do you grow out of a funny bone?
No,
you still grow out of a funny
bone.
Right
in the air. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Man, that shit was like...
Dude, I remember hitting it on like
feeling,
squash tables. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, it's because it turns out your funny bone isn't a bone. It's actually a nerve.
Oh.
Yeah. So it starts in your spine and goes through your neck.
It's been hiding as a bone all these years, that piece of shit.
Dude, I'll tell you this.
Wait,
a funny bone's not as funny as just somebody farting.
True.
Wait, what?
What's the nastiest fart that you can, like, vividly remember?
What, your own?
Anybody's. I have one I recall. I was with this dude, Justin and Daniel, and Daniel's dad was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out D Reese. He took a fart in the car and it stayed there for like the whole hour trip from Tampa to Bradenton, even with us putting the windows down, trying to get the smell out of it. It never left. And I just remember being like, that's the worst fart that I've ever smelt in my life. And that was like probably like 10th grade, 9th or 10th grade, something yeah, like that.
I think I've told this story before. I probably was like a senior, but like that was when you could get Arby's, the fucking 5 for $5 roast beefs.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I did that, and we're like coming home from like a something, and it was on a bus, and like I just started farting, and it just, each one, like it literally like was like 5 farts, and they were just progressively worse. Like, but dude, it would just, because I was in the back and it would literally just like, you could almost see it like coming through like a fucking wave at a stadium. Just like everybody just like, once that it hits their row, and then it just keeps moving forward and moving forward. Like, it was fucking crazy. That's probably the worst one I've ever done.
I have a friend, this guy, Sean, that I work with, that I've been around him a couple times, especially at work. He'll try to do like a thing where he'll fart and then he'll like walk past you and break it right off onto you. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I just
dropped by fart.
This is like a thing that happens a lot, or it used to. I don't really work in Sean's area anymore, so he doesn't have the opportunity to fart on me like he used to, but
yeah.
It used to be like a little funny thing that he would do. He would come and fart and then go back to his machine and then fucking giggle when everybody started smelling his fart. But his farts would lead me to go to him and tell him that he had colon cancer and he needs to go get it fucking dealt with because it's bad. Like, there's death in your anus and it's very bad.
I used to tell somebody I used to work with, told him, I was like, dude, you need to go to the bathroom now. I said, you're about to have an emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do remember vividly, though, like us all just hysterically just laughing.
Yeah.
While also being disgusted at the smell. And that's something a fart can do, is bring people together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude,
yeah.
I've had some farts that were rapid ones. Like every step I took or when I was stretching. And then when I started laughing, it was like a fart with every single laugh. Those are special.
I love it. I love
I always think
the
about,
rapid fire pops.
Like whenever I do my walks, because, you know, I have like 2 earbuds in and then I'll have to fart. And I'm always like, I don't know the volume of these farts. Like, I always fart and I'm like looking around to see if anybody like heard it.
Right.
Cause I don't know what they are.
It could be echoing off like the bridge and shit. Like people on a fucking bridge next to you could be like, it's like, burr, 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 like bouncing off the fucking wall.
Well, I
think
little,
you can
like,
feel sound.
Yeah. Yeah. They even have that little echo chamber down there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hit it there.
Oh, dude, I want to fart in that thing now. And. Next time I'm down
to like, fart in a place where just hello.
Yeah, next time I'm like, in that area, I'm gonna fart in a fucking echo chamber for sure.
Like, you'd have to get some real like, you know, sound like bottom of the belly type shit. Like,
yeah,
you got to be loud for it to like echo like that though.
Yeah, you do.
You guys ever actually seen somebody light a fart on fire?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, yeah. My buddy Dorian, his mom used to date this guy named Larry, And Larry was fucking cool as shit. And I would go, I was a friend, Dorian was a friend of mine. I would go stay at his house. And this fucking, his mom's just random boyfriend would be watching us overnight. And this dude would just be there getting drunk and high the entire time. But he was super fun and cool. And then one day we were sitting there playing video games and he goes, hey guys, watch this. And he fucking rolls back, puts his legs kind of behind his head, puts a fucking lighter right up against his asshole and just shoots a fucking flame. And yeah, it was very,
at that moment he could never do wrong again.
Oh, it was so impressive. Like, I was like, Larry's the coolest motherfucker I've ever met. he instantly became a fucking Larry legend.
Yeah, that's not for Larry Bird anymore.
That's right.
It's for the guy that lights his farts on fire.
It was pretty impressive. It was pretty fucking amazing. And I've tried to do it myself a couple times.
Yeah.
Throughout my life, and I have never been able to recreate.
That should be our goals.
Yeah. I want to light my
fart. 2024.
Goals and aspirations.
I think now you can do it with like a longer light. You don't have to just have the smaller one, right? So it should be a little bit easier nowadays.
You just have to get the flame right
get
in
the big,
that
big stick,
right in that jet stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the stream of gas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am worried that the flame gets on my balls.
Well, you don't have to do a bare ass.
Well, how else are you going to get that, like, the right amount of pressure? Your boxers are going to catch that thing.
I've seen people do it. I remember, like, doing it through jeans, like, when
no
we
way. Through jeans?
Yeah. That Larry did it through jeans?
Dude, yeah. That's crazy had, pressure.
Yeah. I'm even, in my mind, I'm picturing the black jeans that he had on.
Dude, if you got black jeans and your name's Larry.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He was a bad motherfucker. That dude ended up dying very young.
Due to fart fire?
Yes.
Fire.
Yes,
he literally fire got sucked into his asshole.
Yeah, it wasn't just a one-off thing with us. He did it all the time, and then it ended up being a problem. He was the fucking fart king.
Yeah, he got addicted to it and, like, had to join the program. But, like, when he went to the program, he was the only one that was there.
He fell off the wagon, and he was living with his grandma, and she had one of those couches from the 50s that was super flammable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a light fart. Got a light one.
Yeah. But then it was the like, end. As soon as it happened, it was so impressive. He started laughing. And then he kept farting, but he never took his finger off the flame.
He was lighting everything on fire. Little explosions.
That's how the meme, everything's fine. And like the person's in the middle of all the fire. That's how that started.
Shout out fucking Larry.
Rip, bro.
Yeah. But, he was ripping.
He was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know, other than all that, like, how's everybody's 2023?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's a year.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know.
We're doing things.
I feel like there were some downs, but I feel like we had a lot of ups.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Me and James just had an upper. Well, that's when you say it like that, it doesn't sound as well.
Yeah, we both.
Although tequila's an upper.
We both snorted
it. You did some coke. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did speed.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Speed's the cool drug. Shout out Carlton from the Fresh Prince.
Shout out Jesse Spano.
Dude, yeah. That's a good one.
What is
like drug episode?
Oh yeah, a very on a very special draft podcast.
Yes, do like an after school special.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah. Me and James saw some basketball.
Fuck yeah, we did.
We had a good ass time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and shout out Jam's Hot Chicken.
Oh my god, dude, Andy met some friends down here, or some people that, like, you listen to their podcast. Maybe we should shout them out, the Sixth Man.
Yeah, shout out Sixth Man Podcast.
It's actually the Sixth Man Show.
Sixth Man Show, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's all about that movie.
That's right. Exactly.
It's all of it. Maybe that's why I like him so much. It's all about the movie The Sixth Man, where the man was just talking to his piece, having a little conversation piece.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? I tried to search them up on Instagram, and there's like 30 different Sixth Man podcasts.
That's crazy.
One of them's a Toronto guy, one of them, whatever. There's all like a whole shit ton of them. And then I couldn't even find these guys, but then I ended up finding their website and everything, and I figured it all out. But ultimately, they have a promotion of this chicken place, and Andy got me a sandwich. And what's the name of the place again?
Jam's Hot Chicken.
Jam's Hot Chicken. And we both got mild patties, and that bitch was spicy.
Oh, it was so spicy.
But, my God.
Yeah.
When I say this was the best chicken sandwich I've ever eaten, I'm not even close to fabricating that. That's like 100% absolute fact, best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
What was crazy about it too, I had it like fresh out the oven, right? And I was like, this is insane. Like, I brought it over to James, so he had it a good 45 minutes after it had been cooked, like for his first couple bites.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then went to the game. You took it back home another couple hours. So we're talking 7-8 hours later.
Yeah. I heated it up in the microwave when I got home and ate that bitch, and it was still fucking delicious.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Coleslaw, homemade pickles, the spices on their Nashville hot chicken. Absolutely insane. A nice buttered bun. Oh,
I definitely want to go back.
The chicken is massive too.
Yeah, like yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Orlando. If you ever find yourself at an Orlando Magic game, go find Jam's Hot Chicken.
Yeah. But on top of that, we went to the Magic versus the Celtics.
Yeah. Tourney win, baby.
Yeah, my voice is still coming back. You'll hear in an episode of Scrump's Family Video that I make an appearance on. Like, my voice had just started to kind of come back on that podcast. And Drew and Scrump were like, are you going to be okay? Like, when they first heard me. Because we were screaming our asses off.
He weirdly got better. We did two shows, and I feel like his voice was better on the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, we were fucking going insane. The energy inside the fucking building, and just, oh my God. And that this Orlando Magic team is something special. Really is.
They are. Yeah. Dude, you ever yell so hard that your face gets red and you get dizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
I had to sit down.
I watched him sit down.
Yeah.
I can confirm. Wasn't
it? Yeah. I did it for years on a regular basis.
So did you get like dizzy like all the time then?
No, not all the time, but I was definitely like, I mean,
just lightheaded, you know, not necessarily.
Yeah, I would definitely hold a note. I mean, there'd be a reason I'd be on the fucking ground. It wasn't because of like anything else. It was just,
it was like clenching your fist, sitting on the toilet. And like squeezing one, right? Mm-hmm. But you keep going and you go a little too far. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, and you start seeing things. And you like get a little wobbly on the toilet. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think people have died that way.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Dude,
you got to not do that. If that's happening to you, stop that.
Fucking clenching your fist. You're fucking doing the fucking with John Bender.
Sometimes you do it just to feel alive.
Andy, you need a stool softener and you need to just fucking ease it out, baby.
They're getting lightheaded. It's a pretty good feeling, though.
Yeah, but it's definitely not good for you. Loss of oxygen is not good.
Yeah, that's a solid point.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on that note too, like I actually, you know, that was something I did this past year, was attended my first Magic / NBA game. So
yeah,
fucking A.
It was a good time for sure.
And they're the thing that separates, to an extent, I get people liking all their different sports, but the thing that separates the NBA a bit from others, just not even like in preference of the game or anything like that, is the entertainment that happens in between commercial breaks.
Oh yeah. It's fucking nonstop.
They don't just stop. And then like I've gone to WWE shows where like they just stop during the commercial break. The lights go down and the wrestlers are standing in the middle of the ring for 5 minutes before the next person's music comes out. Yeah, and like nothing's going on.
They usually play like a video package.
Right. But it's not like, you know, as entertaining. This, like, they get a bunch of people and they're doing Hungry Hungry Hippo in some weird ass outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
one thing I thought was weird too is like it's not just that. Like there's full music being played during the fucking That's not really in any other sport either, where you're just like going through them. It's like just going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is funny because it'll go from like Truffle Butter by Drake and Nicki Minaj, right? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden it'll be like, like organ music.
Yeah. Yeah. All the traditional shit.
Yeah. But it's like so seamless that you don't even realize that you just went from like hip-hop to like organ.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so much to see, there's so much to take in. They have everything completely worked out. It's great. It's so much fun, nonstop.
Yeah. So if you can get out to your local NBA team's game, and it's a good time. Even my kid like had a lot more fun with it than the other sports. Mm-hmm. Because he was looking for, you know, the mascot, and he liked like the action, like seemingly like never stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like it was even good from a kid's perspective.
Buff's cool, man.
Perfect for, adults and children of all ages. You know what I mean? Basketball, basketball, everybody.
There you go.
Let's push it to the masses. Let's make it basketball, you know?
Yeah, I have a feeling this thing could get pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. So much fucking fun.
I don't know if we jumped into Raven. I think I just kind of did, though.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a free-for-all.
I was just asking about the year, and you, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, what's the one of the most recent things that happened to me this year? So that's probably why I went with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2023 has kind of flown by, to be honest.
Yeah, really.
In the sense of like other years, there was like, you know, COVID stuff, and like we had been kind of removed from COVID in 2022 a little bit. But like 23 is like when it finally was like, that's kind of like, you know, for the most part, kind of done. And people really started kind of getting back to, I guess, like going out more, doing their everyday stuff. So it felt like almost like the most normalized in a weird sort of way. Like just like from an in general perspective, not like a individual thing, but as a whole, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, James, you had a whole concert series you went to. You had your summer.
Yeah, I mean, I had some big changes in my life that caused me to, I guess, like, pack in a lot of stuff just to keep myself occupied, I think. But yeah. Ultimately, yeah, I had a hell of a fucking concert series. I saw Post Malone. I saw Blink 182. I saw Sum 41. I saw a band called Band of Horses.
Oh.
I saw Offspring. I saw a lot of fucking... Huh?
Wu-Tang?
I saw Wu-Tang, yeah. Exactly.
Nas.
And Nas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot. Yeah, it was fucking great. That the Blink-182 show was fucking insane. I was absolute fucking sweaty mess at the end of that because I was like singing every song full volume. I bet the people, like, I think about it now, I bet the people behind me who I don't think I looked at one time the entire show or the entire time I was there, I bet they fucking hated me.
But you know what? Yeah. That's awesome because you were like straight up living the moment.
I was, dude. Yeah.
Which doesn't happen as much nowadays.
Yeah.
And then probably that's why the magic thing stuck out to me so much is I felt like we were living in whatever that moment was. So for that little bit of time, it was like nothing was fucking going on except that. And that was a really cool feeling that we all need to feel more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried not to take a lot of like video and stuff at the Magic game. I really kind of just wanted to like pay attention and watch the show.
Yeah, so, same. It was the least amount I probably recorded in quite some time at like one of those things. Like Drew was kind of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Drew was kind of in that bag in the Wu-Tang or Nas show at some point where I remember I was standing back there and I'd kind of like look over and glance over at him. And each time he was like, the same kind of look and the same kind of focus on what was going on. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
I witnessed you witnessing
it being in the moment.
Yeah. I was definitely fucking in it there. So
I like that, man. It's fucking awesome.
And it's cool to try shit you've never done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think about Drew bringing up,
Yeah, I had some tequila. Yeah, I had some new experiences this year as far as that goes. I mean, that alone, just like, you know, some different cultural things that I've experienced this year as far as, you know, hanging out with Mexicans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to say it plainly. But, yeah, like I fucking went to a – I mean, since this thing last year, like, well, in December, I went to that wedding, and then I had went to the quince in February, and then I mean, just hanging out with all my new friends.
Yeah,
and like it's such a fucking welcoming like community too. That's what's so fucking fun about it. So
it's really fun to kind of experience like new friends or new things like that, like. I had one of those things with Tequila Drew where I wasn't necessarily a big tequila guy. I went to this tequila festival, tried all of these different tequilas, and I was like, my mind completely changed about tequila as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit, there's some, like, really high-quality tequilas, and I kind of want to get more into it.
Yeah, we talked about that recently here on here, right, where it's just like, yeah, like, tequila's, like, it's starting to get, like, it's starting to get the treatment, you know what I mean? It's not just like when we grew, like when we were coming up, it was like Cuervo, right? Like, I feel like that was about it. Like,
and Patron.
Yeah. Like it
was, you could get
like,
silver or
whatever,
but
then like Patron. 1800 came in, which was to me a little bit better, but now like there's, you know, fucking Casamigos and Terramana, and there's just all these other ones that are just slowly creeping in that are, and like I said, all the celebrity stuff. So, yeah, it's good shit.
Hell yeah.
But, TV has been insane this year.
Dude, TV has been insane. I was thinking about that. Like how the fuck, like that's a fucking thing we should, like trying to figure out what fucking was the best season of TV this year is insane.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. I mean, there's some we talked about, like all those ones that fucking like were season finales, like Ted Lasso and what else was there?
Barry.
Oh my god, that fucking Barry. Succession ended. Billions ended. I don't know. I think I was the only one watching that, but there's something else that ended.
I don't know if Dave ended, but if it did, that was a hell of a way to go out.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely need to watch the last of it.
James.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, TV was absolutely insane. And I like that. It feels like there's like more leash that's been given to TV as of late than maybe some of the movies. And that's why maybe I haven't been as into movies this year as I have been in past years, because I thought TV was just better this year with like some of the creative shit. Like there's a show I watched where this dude is just super tall. It was a Bootsy Collins TV show I brought up on one of our Ravens, and he was just a super tall dude.
I've seen
them trying to hide him.
Yeah, he's like 11 feet tall or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Mike Epps is the dad in it. It's fantastic, but like, it was so fucking weird and like awesome.
Yeah.
It was very unique. It was like, oh, they wouldn't let this happen with the movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I saw a trailer for that, and I was very interested in it.
Yeah. Like, I went and watched that Napoleon movie this week, which was really good. But again, like, it's just so much to fit in. Like, I was texting my buddy about it. I was like, it was a really good movie, but it was so fast-paced. Like, it should have been a miniseries.
Yeah.
Like it should have been like a 6-part miniseries, and it would have been fucking amazing. But like, I mean, it's Ridley Scott, right? Like, the dude knows how to fucking make movies, and fucking Joaquin Phoenix is so fucking good. Yeah, it's a great movie. But yeah, same. It's like, I think that's where that stuff's going. Like, where people are like, well, I get that, but like, we can tell a better story if instead of trying to jam it into like a 3-hour movie or whatever it is. Like, why don't we fucking, like, give you that leash to unpack it a little bit more?
I also don't want the same stories that we've been getting, which that's what's felt like a lot in movies. And I'm not ripping movies. There's some great ones this year, too. But, like, I don't need stories we already know. I like the unique stuff where I don't know where anything's going, and it's all like fresh and unique ideas and things like that. I like more of that stuff. Like, I want my brain to go that route rather than, well, I know what happens and I'm sure they're going to act it well and they're going to shoot it well and all that kind of stuff. And that's great. But like, I mostly want to see unique stuff as opposed to something about, I already know what happens, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does. Yeah, I don't know. There's been a few movies that have, like, I guess I, like, because I was thinking about this, like, fuck, I haven't really watched it. And I was like, well, I guess I watched enough, but I feel like I haven't watched shit this year.
Yeah.
But I know I have, but yeah, they've just been fucking, you know, what's the, like, it's just been standard movie. Like, there's nothing too insane. I was actually trying to go watch that Scorsese movie, but then it was out of the theater. So I was like, well, I'll just watch Napoleon came out that day. So I was like, oh, I'll just go do that. So.
Yeah, I feel like I have not watched shit either.
Yeah.
And I do want to experience the, you know, movie theaters and shit. Like, because when I do that, it's a good-ass time whenever I go, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it lifts the movies up a bit, you know, as well. But, like, I really like going to, like, a daytime movie, you know?
Yeah. Like, I tell you, man, I took your advice on that when I went and saw Oppenheimer. I was just, like, took a fucking half vacation day at work and said, I'm leaving. I'm going to go watch a fucking movie.
How good did you feel walking into the movie and then walking out?
Oh, it was so good. The best part was walking out of work, just knowing, like, movie. But, like, it was awesome. Like, just, you know, fucking let my hair down a little bit and
yeah,
just go fucking do it. And I was wanting to see Oppenheimer so bad, so, and it was well yeah. worth it. So
yeah, we gotta. I mean, I know I need to do a better job of this too, but we definitely gotta. Everyone do a better job of taking some me days, you know. Yeah, when you say it out loud, you're like, eh, whatever, it's not that big of a deal and all this. But, like, those are days that I vividly remember, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, like, I've definitely thought about that reason because I just with this past week of Thanksgiving, I took the entire week off while I worked one day just to get ridiculous overtime. But I get overtime for working one day. Like, I wasn't going to pass that up.
Yeah.
But that's like, yeah, but there was, like I took the week and like, oh, you flying back and all that. I was like, no, like, honestly, like I'm just so burnt out. Like I need to fucking stop. Like I need to like take a vacation where I'm not fucking flying somewhere on 3 days and then going there, getting back and only having like a couple hours before I have to go back into work and all that kind of shit. Like I was legit getting burnout. Like it's been bad. And, like I definitely, that is something I do need to fucking take into account is just slowing down and fucking being like, this one's for you, Drew.
Exactly. And making stories like, we kind of, it's funny because it came up on one of our group chats where I was joking about it, like about like shit in your pants and you get cool stories out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like that is a thing in terms of like, just go do shit where you can have a story because like, those are the things that add up over time is like the memories of having these stories that you can kind of tell or pull back in your memories. And I'm like, need more of that too, you know, in my head, just, it's probably more reflectionary for like going forward. But like when I think about 2023, I'm like, fuck, need to do more of that kind of stuff. Cause like, those are things that just, like the beginning of the year, the three of us, we went to Orlando and not even as much necessarily the game, but the afterwards, like that night lives in my head rent free of just like all the cool shit we did. And like, just feeling like we were in, you know, this, like I could feel while we were in the moment, being in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fucking cool to like, experience that.
Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's one thing I feel like just in general with this, you know, I mean, obviously us three, I feel like for us, like it's been like, you know, probably us three the most, but even as a whole group, like the fucking, the Jabroni U network has really come together as like a fucking family this year. And
yeah,
I mean, we got another, you know, we got another
happening. Yeah,
we got another fucking family member hurting right now, which sucks. And we love you, Ashley. But like, you know, like when that shit happens, like everybody fucking just like, you know, puts down their shit and's like, no, what do you need? So, which I think is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, you know, maybe not necessarily this year, but over the last few years, hey, we've had a couple new additions, you know, in a sense, with kids and whatnot. So yeah, I don't know. It's just something definitely I've thought about. And like, I think about that all the time for like with the kid, not to get like too deep, but like, I need to find, you know, I need to find those pockets of memories to create for him as well, you know?
Yeah.
I want him to do all kinds of like weird shit and like, you know, all that kind of stuff too. So like, he can be like, oh, I did this, I did that, I did this, you know, that kind of thing, you know?
Hell yeah. I do know.
Yeah.
You should get all those experiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
if any of you guys need to shit on a wall and spell your name with the shit, just do it.
Just fucking do it. You know, don't wait. Life is short.
Yeah.
Spell your name on a wall and shit. Dude,
let me tell you about this. There's this guy I know. He does a tape measure, right? James is just telling me a story about some guy. Was it you work with?
Yeah, my buddy Jeff. He'll move a tape measure out. I think the average age is like 75 years or something like that. I don't know, but he'll like pull it out to 75 inches, and then he'll say, "How old are you?" And then he'll just bring it in all the way to your age and be like, "That's all you got left."
Oh,
it's
wow.
Really fucked up.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
but fucking, you know, make that shit count.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a really harsh and jarring way to convey the point, but it works.
Damn.
Yeah,
I've been trying to cheat death ever since.
Yeah, my life is a tape measure.
Exactly.
That's fucking. That's heavy.
Stay cool, everybody.
Man.
So besides fucking taking days, anybody else got any fucking like things they want to do in the next year?
Man.
I was telling James, I want to fucking in June, I want to get up to fucking Atlanta and watch fucking the Tigers come to Atlanta next year. And I was like, man, I want to go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Go up there and see a Braves and Tigers game.
Yeah. Plus, I just watched this video about, like, the Braves, and they just did some shit with their fucking lineup to clear up a bunch of space, and it's going to be interesting what the fuck they just come up with. Like, I don't think they're going Ohtani, but, like, which if they did, it'd be fucking insane, like, having, like, oh, yeah, we have both of last year's MVPs on one team.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
But no, I think they're gonna go after some fucking bullpen or some rotation stuff. Yeah. But, yeah.
Also, Atlanta, hell of a food city.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's honestly, that's what I think about a lot when I think about like going to different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm like, what's this food city like? And I want to drill this into people's heads because this is something that's big to me.
Yeah.
Is when you're in these other cities, as best you can, try to find things that are not at other cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Experience the culture of that food and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's real big to me. Is just if I go somewhere, making sure that I get to experience some sort of food thing that's completely different than other places I can go.
Yeah, dude. Like, and not only that, like, also, like, don't fucking go to the tourist place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you can try to, like, ask the local, like, no, what's a good place to go?
Right.
Don't fucking ask like people from out of town where they're going to fucking get this shit, because it's usually not the place. So
like, and no disrespect, but like if you're in New York City and you go to Olive Garden, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Dude, I know. I had to when I was there fucking 5-6 years ago now, like that was what like one of the dude, like we were in Times Square and like the one dude's like, I'm hungry, like let's go to that Ruby Tuesday. I was like, dude, we're in fucking New York. I'd rather have a fucking hot dog off the fucking corner.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Like, what the fuck? Like, we can get that in, like, Ellenton. Like, don't fucking, like, no.
Dude, put that on the board. Street food.
Yeah, street food. But, so we ended up going to get, like, I think we went to Two Brothers Pizza or whatever, so.
What's your guys' favorite street food item that you've ever got, like, late night out kind of deal?
Dude, I love just a good fucking, like a dog or a burger, like
yeah, the place that used to be outside of the bar in downtown Bradenton.
Oh, yeah. That place was legit.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I had so good. I had street tacos in New York when I was there, and they were fucking amazing.
The
halal truck is my favorite, like, food thing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, these badass, like, halal trucks where it's like, I don't even know what it is. It's like, is it lamb and, like, rice? I don't know, and they put, like, this white sauce on it. It's absolute fire, but, yeah. That for sure sticks out to me as, like, the best street food I've ever had.
Hell yeah.
New York street food's absolutely insane.
Speaking of that, I mean, just in general, that's another thing I want to do next year, too, is just in general, just travel a bit more. I try, you know, that's something I wanted to do the last couple of years and just haven't fucking done it. And
yeah.
I just need to do it, so.
I'm going to Vegas next year.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm excited about that. That'll be my first time in Vegas.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up on side of a tiger.
I hope so. I get to spend some time in an apartment with a tiger.
Look, I don't know what that means, but I said on side.
Yeah, I just assumed that like a tiger was going to be sleeping next to me.
Well,
that's how I took it.
On the side of a tiger. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be the opposite of inside a tiger.
Yeah.
Or it could be like.
Yeah, you just wake up on its back.
Tiger. I'm on side.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but I visioned it.
It's like when you're typing on a keyboard.
Did you just lose the ability to make actual sentences?
Sometimes.
I visioned it.
Yeah. I like that, you know, I feel like 2023, we've all been more like in our bags of what our answers are to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because as we get further removed from the start of it, it's not necessarily about always having the quote unquote best team. But about having your best team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I feel like we've all done that a little bit more in 2023, where it's not necessarily just going for the big hitters. Like, we've drafted some weird shit in 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do, like, more made-up shit in 2024, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I really enjoy that when we... When we make our little water parks or whatever we do.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking water park. Or, like, even going back to when we did the made-up artists.
Yeah, exactly. Made-up band names and shit.
Yeah. What was it? The Rubberneckers?
Yeah.
They got their name from car accidents.
Yeah.
Basically.
What was the rapper that you created?
Oh, Squirt Gun Scotty?
Squirt Gun Scotty.
Was that his name?
I think so.
Yeah, that was, that wasn't. Sup with Your Mom was the fucking Candy Hearts.
That was a great one, too.
Squirt Gun Scotty was Do Cows Be Fucking, though.
Oh, yeah.
We should bring Candy Hearts back. We should do that, like, every year for Valentine's Day. Because it's always fun to, like, figure out specifically how many letters.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, he's taking off his pants and his shirt.
Oh my god. He's putting them back on. What the fuck?
He just picked up a bottle of honey and a bottle of milk. What's he gonna do with that?
I don't know. Why would he put his pants back on though and then pick up the honey and milk?
He squeezed the honey.
He just took the pants off again.
They're back off.
What is he doing?
Okay, the honey is now in the milk and he's pouring it all over his body.
So,
there he is. He's back. A little stickier.
Honey milk body.
A little stickier than he was before.
So I literally bought a planner because we have so many fucking dates already spoken for the next year. Let me see. Yeah, that week we're open.
There it is.
The week before is the Versus draft. So we're good to go.
I don't even know who the Versus draft is.
We haven't decided yet.
Oh, it's because we haven't decided.
Yeah. No, the versus is like we said we're going to do it for the Super Bowl every year.
Oh, yeah, because we did it for Pitt versus...
Pitt and Leo.
Leo, yeah.
Yeah, and that then we did Stallone versus Arnold the year before, so, yeah.
Yeah. Candy Hearts 2, though, is going to be absolute fire.
Yeah.
I have to figure out what we're... We had to, like, do a certain number of...
I think there's, like, if you go to the website, I think there was only, like, 14 digits or something you can use or something. Yeah. And you got to figure out how to get it in there.
Dude, I think one of us, it was me or James, did one with, like, 14 different things, and they all meant something. That was crazy.
I'm pretty sure we did, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, I remember that was where... The fucking coalition for Drew to stop saying pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That
kind of worked.
Well, I don't know. He still says it. He just said it just now, like all nonchalant. Like,
oh, yeah. You know? Yes, he did. Yeah, it's a sneaky pussy.
Yeah. Plus, we had the pussy cookie earlier.
Pazookie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe. You know what it is? I think it's just you guys don't even care anymore.
Yeah, it's got less of a bite to it. It's less disgusting now.
Yeah, I wonder what our threshold has become now.
I don't know.
And it's not. I'm not saying that pussy's disgusting. I'm just saying you saying pussies.
Yeah, that's always been the thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's a girl.
His cum pocket got me today.
Dude, it got me. I was fucking dying.
Yeah.
I put my head down and I started fucking drooling, like laughing so hard.
Like, dude,
I had a straight up Andy moment.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's a fun one of like moments the podcast this year that like, you know, you just remember in your head, you know?
Yeah,
I don't have any that I can. No, I mean, I'm sure I do. I'd have to really,
dude. Fucking, that pulling off that fucking BC surprise was so much fun.
Oh
yeah, that was.
Oh
cool.
Man.
Oh
yeah, that was Vinny when he got in his bag.
You know, when I took my few episodes off, and you guys did the things of love about James, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was amazing and. It definitely helped me in that time frame. So, thank you for that.
I completely get that. Yeah.
Yeah. But and also the fact
that app,
the fact that you guys all held it down so much while I had time to kind of like iron things out or whatever. I really appreciated that too. So, it was awesome.
No problem. Just don't ever fucking do it again.
Same for you, Drew, when you had your thing. I'm just kidding.
Oh, we talked about several years ago?
I'm kidding.
I mean, I can't say that I won't do that again because I do have another dad.
Oh, man. Yikes, Andy.
Stay cool, everybody.
Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else you guys want to hit on? Or we really.
James dropped the mic.
He dropped the mic. Fuck it.
I think ultimately. We just need a lovesy bitch on one. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Lovesy bitch.
Oh,
God damn it.
Okay. All right. On 2.5.
Am I supposed to?
2.5. Loves you, bitch.
Wait, what? You went.
Come on. I said on 2.5.
Yeah, but you did it so quick. You're like 3, 2.5.
Come on. 3, 2.9, 2.8. 2.7, 2.6, 2.5. Love you, bitch.
I was still off.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Love you, bitch.
Love you, bitch.
Love you, bitch.
talk to you, man.
Loves to love you.